Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the biblical book of Daniel, lesson 6, from arrogance to destruction. Wednesday. Wait and found wanting. Daniel is now about 80 years old. It's the end of the 70 years of Babylonian captivity. And when he is ordered to come and looks at the writing on the wall, he is able to read. And then he has a message for the king. And it's a hard message. First, and it's the message of God for the last king of Babylon. You, Belshazzar, you had a father, forefather, grandfather, Nebuchadnezzar, who learned a lot about God. And you heard about these stories. You heard about the conversion of Nebuchadnezzar. Did you care about it? He did. Even although he had known these stories. But he just pushed them away. Second, he had ordered the vessels of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem to be brought into this hall. Vessels for God he had used for himself and had filled them with alcohol. And third, instead of praising God, the Creator, he praised and honored the Babylonian gods. Although he had known so much about God, he did not care about him, but took the holy vessels from Jerusalem and filled them with alcohol, and praised and honored the Babylonian gods, although he had known that there is a real God who is above all these gods. So he had acted against his knowledge. And that was his problem. Acting against his knowledge. Now, Daniel started reading the sentence on the wall, written there in fiery letters. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. Mene? God has called and has counted your time span, and it has come to an end. Your lifetime is at the end. Tikal, you have been weighed on the scale, and your weight was too light to exist any longer. And Paris, your kingdom will be given to the Persians. It was a shocking information. Daniel was honored. He became the third main person in the kingdom. But Daniel did not answer and read this writing because of that. He had to transform to bring a message for the king, a message from God. Now to you, what have you known? What do you know? Have you acted in harmony with your understanding, or have you acted against the understanding? What's going on in your life? Will you continue like Belshazzar, doing the opposite of God's will, or returning back to your Father in heaven? High time to do so.